I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. To Australia now for the answer to our geoquiz. We're looking for a picturesque town in the mountains west of Sydney, Australia. The town's residents have just voted to ban bottled water. John Dee is the man behind the campaign and the founder of the advocacy group called?
Do Something.
Do Something. And where are you, John?
Today I'm in Bundanoon in New South Wales.
Bundanoon, which is the town that has voted to ban bottled water, New South Wales, just west of Sydney, Australia. Now, you have convinced town residents there to ban bottled water. How come?
Well, bottled water has a major environmental impact. If you look at the huge amount of resources that are used to extract, to package, and then transport the bottled water, it creates a very large amount of greenhouse gases. And it also uses up a large amount of resources as well. And, of course, at the end of it, most of the empty bottles end up as litter or landfill. So it has a major environmental impact.
And have they been able to see, the residents of Bundanoon, that impact themselves? I mean, I wonder when you approached them, which was just a matter of hours ago, the town residents, how hard a sell this ban was.
Well, the good news is before the town meeting tonight, we had already got agreement from all the town's businesses that they would ban bottled water if the town agreed to it at a meeting. And today we had, with the TV networks present at the town meeting tonight, 356 people attended this town meeting, which is the biggest ever turnout for this small town. And I'm glad to say 355 people voted for the ban on bottled water. Only one person opposed the ban. So unequivocal support from the people of Bundanoon for being the first town in Australia to ban bottled water. And in fact, we are even thinking this could be the first town in the world to voluntarily ban bottled water in all their retail stores.
I'm sorry, I got to ask, who was the one who voted against it?
It was a gentleman who actually thought that the ban, first of all, should be on the sugar drinks, you know, the fizzy sugar drinks.
Okay, so he was talking about the contents, what's inside the bottle. You're talking mostly about the bottles themselves and the environmental damage that they do. But Bundanoon, the place where you are right now, is, I know, known as the place of deep gullies. That's the Aboriginal translation of the name. It attracts a lot of tourists because there's a national park close by. Now, when tourists come in, they usually don't want to drink water out of the tap. Is this going to be a detraction for tourists who want to get bottled water, especially if they're doing hiking or biking?
Well, I'm glad to say that won't be a problem. If you go to the shop, you won't be able to buy the normal bottled water. Instead, you can buy a refillable bottle, and you can either fill it up for a small cost with chilled filtered water in the shop, or go outside and fill it up with free of charge filtered water from the public water fountain.
What about local businesses? I mean, this is an area where a lot of tourists do visit. Are they not worried about the ban on bottled water?
They're not. Now, some of the businesses will potentially lose in the short term, but they've taken the view that they can sell the refillable bottles. And furthermore, that the amount of publicity Bundanoon has had today, it's had a similar amount of publicity to the Michael Jackson funeral over here, and that undoubtedly will increase awareness of Bundanoon and will probably lead to a lot more tourists visiting the town. So you lose on one hand, but you gain on the other.
All right. John Dee, who is the founder of the advocacy group Do Something and the man who helped convince the town of Bundanoon, the answer to our geoquiz, Bundanoon in New South Wales in Australia, to ban bottled water, a vote that just happened a few hours ago. Thanks very much, John.